It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
It's a shame that Colorado gets to choose all the small things as their theme song because, say it ain't so, I won't go. I will not go. Turn the lights off. Carry me home. That's exactly what we're going to do for you until midnight tonight to cap off tonight's Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. Hawks fall to the Colorado Avalanche 5-2 in the season opener. Before we go to some other things, let's head on over to the most important thing, Troy Murray over at the Ball Arena. He and John Weideman with tonight's call. And Troy, I know we've talked about it a lot, but I think it's worth noting you pull out those penalties that the Blackhawks committed tonight. And they played a pretty solid 60 minutes against the reigning Stanley Cup champs when they're, you know, a wide array of talent level from both these teams.
The talent level on Colorado is top-notch. And, you know, the Blackhawks, we saw that for a lot of years, and they're in the rebuild process. So, you know, take that out of the equation. I think the compete level on both sides was good. The skill level on the power play for the Avs made the difference in this game. But when you look at it and when you break it down, it's something that all the coaches talk about early in the season. The penalties that get called early in the season, there's a lot of them. And the referees did an excellent job. Every penalty was a penalty in this game. But you got to stay out of the box, especially when you're playing a team like Colorado. And, you know, tomorrow night you got the Vegas Golden Knights in their home opener. They beat L.A. last night in L.A. And, you know, if you take penalties against those guys, they've got a potent power play as well. So you got to stay out of the box in these type of games. But if you look at the underlying theme of it, the effort was there, and that's a big step in the right direction.
And the special teams are just a big thing to pull out because there was a lot of emphasis on this in the preseason. There were some really good sample sizes of the Blackhawks succeeding on the penalty kill, but also, if for nothing else, scoring twice in the power play tonight at least gives this team and gives this offense, more importantly, a little bit momentum heading in tomorrow, wouldn't you say?
100%. I mean, they executed on their power play when they had when they got the possession in the offensive zone. They did what they needed to do. I thought that Taves was very effective in this game. He picked up his first goal, and you mentioned it. I think you said 26 games last year before he scored his first goal. I think that was in Montreal that he scored his first goal.
That sounds right, yep.
See the relief on his face. Well, you know, he's going to feel pretty good about getting the first goal, you know, in the first period of this season. So that's going to go a long way for, you know, his confidence, and you need Jonathan to rebound. There was a lot of good things in this game that you can, you know, show the players. The effort was there. The penalty kill, as you mentioned, at times was pretty good. Just give credit to Colorado. They're a good team, and boy, the way that they have their movement in the offensive zone with Makar, the quarterback, you know, there's no guy in the NHL like Makar right now, and just to watch him is a pleasure. It's incredible how good he is.
I think it was really important to see how well Jonathan Taves did tonight because it took some time for that to come to be last season, and there were some critics about him in the preseason, but there was none of that today. There was a whole lot of effort from him.
Yeah, there was a lot, and I think that's important because when you look at Kane, and there was times in this game that Patrick Kane was the hardest-working guy on the back check, and you know, you're trying to catch up to the Avs because their speed through the neutral zone is incredible, and you know, Kane had his head down, and he was working hard. Taves was doing the same thing, and that's what you want to show some of the younger players. You know, hey, listen, our guys are working hard, and these are our star players, and they never quit. So, you know, if they're not going to quit, certainly I'm not going to quit. So I think that leadership was pretty good in this game as far as the effort from start to finish. And Taves was very involved in the equation, and we mentioned it earlier on that I thought that his line was one of the more effective lines, that they were getting some chances in the offensive zone. A big step in the right direction for Jonathan.
Troy, they gave you a shout-out on the TV broadcast. I know you're a big TV star on the Blackhawks side of things right now, but is your phone blowing up from that shout-out?
There's some comments on there, which is great. And, you know, we all miss Eddie, and he was part of the TNT broadcast tonight. And, you know, he said that they were going to do something. And I got to give a shout-out to Peter McNabb, who's, you know, going through, you know, some cancer issues as well, so he was involved in that. And I talked to Peter, and a longtime analyst for the Avs. He was here from the onset. He's been here since 96 when I first came here.
Wow.
There's a daily struggle going on, and it was nice that they acknowledged that, and, you know, I certainly appreciate and love Eddie.
Well deserved, and all of WGN and all the Blackhawks love you, Troy, and we're thrilled to have you back in this spot. And what do we talk to you tomorrow? Are you here tomorrow, or are you on TV tomorrow?
No. You got me, I think, for the first five games, so let's get her going.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to work on some new questions then.
Yeah. do some prep finally, would you, Joe?
All right.
I don't think I've ever met a guy that has no prep coming into the broadcast like you do. Just wing it.
Hey, there was a lot of good shows on Netflix before the game tonight. Yeah. I had to catch up.
John was talking earlier. You do a fantastic job and very well prepared. And we do appreciate you. You do a fantastic job.
Oh, well, you guys are making me blush. Thank you very much. Well, it's an honor to work with you two both, and we'll talk to you both tomorrow over in Vegas.
Sounds good.
All right. That's Troy Murray, Ian John Weineman with tonight's call over at the Ball Arena as the Blackhawks unfortunately fall to the Colorado Avalanche 5-2. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts, 312-981-7200. We got a bit of a crammed postgame show tonight, long pregame show, long festivities over there at Ball Arena, tightening up our postgame show. So again, only go until midnight tonight. But call us, text us, 312-981-7200. We'd love to hear from you if you are staying up late listening to us. Again, Hawks fall 5-2. We'll have more when we come back on the Blackhawks postgame show, 720 WGN. The 2022-2023 season opener goes to the Colorado Avalanche. They take down the Blackhawks 5-2. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show here on 720 WGN. So the Hawks start this season 0-1-0 for the second straight year against Colorado. Actually, that game last year was 4-2 in favor of Colorado. And I remember during that entire broadcast calling them the Stanley Cup favorite Colorado Avalanche. That went to fruition as they took down the Tampa Bay Lightning in six games. But let's look at it. This is a very, very good Colorado team. This Blackhawks team does not match in terms of depth and talent, and kind of hand-in-hand depth of talent. The Blackhawks played tough for 60 minutes. A lot of penalties, probably a lot of avoidable penalties. But Troy Murray had even said that they were the right calls by the officials tonight. There were some very good glimpses of the PK from the Blackhawks, even better glimpses of the power play. That's where they scored both their goals. So again, this is going to be a long year. This is game number one of 82. That doesn't mean we can't have fun. That doesn't mean we can't pull out positives. We're not going to sugarcoat everything, but I think there were a lot of positives to pull from today against a very good team like Colorado. Once the Blackhawks start taking on some other opponents at a different talent level, we can comb through and maybe get a little bit more analytical. But let's keep in mind what the Blackhawks are trying to accomplish right now. Long-term, sustained success, and that's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in a week, a month, probably not even a year. So let's pull out the positives, and let's start that off with tonight's game recap. It was a Colorado lead to start the game after the Blackhawks did a really nice job of killing off their first penalty. They only allowed Colorado to have one shot on goal. They were aggressive. They did a lot of the right things by creating pressure in the neutral zone or over in Colorado's end, making it difficult for the Avalanche to get really any sort of rhythm. But then later on, 13 minutes into the game, Colorado started becoming the Colorado Avalanche that we know of, and they scored the first goal of the game.
To the left point, Taves to McKinnon, high slot, long wrist shot, he scores! From the high slot, Nathan McKinnon got some room, and he fired a shot that may have hit a Hawk player, and then Mrazek, and tumbled past him into the Hawk net, and the Avs have drawn first blood in the season. They lead 1-0.
The whole play started on a Jujhar Khera turnover in the Hawks' end. It was just a rough backhanded pass. He had some pressure in front of him, and he was going for the defender behind him, and just not a really good idea. And Colorado, a very good team, is going to pounce on opportunities like that, so they did. And Cogliano ends up picking up the first goal of the game, his first goal of the season, obviously, and a 1-0 lead for the Colorado Avalanche. Again, this postgame show is going until midnight. If you'd like to chime in, 312-981-7200. If you're afraid to talk on the phone on the radio, shoot us a text at that same number, 312-981-7200. A 1-0 lead for Colorado wasn't lasted that long because it was the Blackhawks going on the power play, and they were able to capitalize.
Philip Kurashev, top of the left circle, moves in, got it over to Tames. He shoots, he scores! The first shot of the year by the Hawks captain, Jonathan Tames. It's a power play goal, and the Hawks have tied it at one.
Said this earlier on the broadcast, and it comes from the great Chris Kamka of NBC Sports Chicago. That's the first time that Jonathan Toews has scored the first goal in a season for the Blackhawks. Hard to believe. Patrick Kane did it twice, and even that was back in 2008 and 2009. But yeah, the first time Jonathan Toews has scored the Blackhawks' first goal tonight against Colorado. So that tied up the game 1-1. Later on, Mackenzie Entwistle committed a high-sticking penalty on Nathan MacKinnon, so Colorado went on the power play, and they were able to capitalize.
Arturi Lehkonen moves it over top of the right circle, and Rantanen fires, he scores!
Big Valeri Nichushkin in front of the net. Gets the redirect. MacKinnon does a wonderful job getting the puck in the offensive zone, and then they move the puck around. It's Nichushkin's goal.
It was Nichushkin's goal, and Colorado back to a one-goal lead. That is what we saw a lot of today, then. Colorado going on the power play, taking advantage of them. We moved into the second period, the Blackhawks committing a penalty. It was Alec Regula with a hooking penalty on Lucas Sedlak. You guessed it, Colorado took advantage of it. Arturi Lehkonen with a power play goal made it 3-1. And then not too much later, Jonathan Toews with an interference penalty once again put Colorado on a man advantage. Arturi Lehkonen again with a power play goal. But just good, crisp, tape-to-tape passing by the Avalanche. It's really tough to slow them down. Evan Rodriguez committed a penalty towards the end of the second period, which allowed the Blackhawks to have a man advantage. They weren't able to score in the final moments of the second period, but just in time, at the beginning seconds of the third period, they were able to pick up a goal.
Kane steps over the outline left point to Tyler Johnson, put it in front, Max Domi shoots and scores! Power play goal for Max Domi. He got the backhand part of his stick blade on that pass from Tyler Johnson and redirects it in behind the goaltender Georgiev. And the Hawks are now 2-for-3 on the Sitco power play, and they're back in this game, trailing 4-2.
And Max Domi picks up his first goal as a Chicago Blackhawk. Patrick Kane with an assist on that goal, his first of the year. Also, Tyler Johnson picking up an assist as well. Later on, Jujhar Khera suffered a tripping penalty. Again, Colorado went on the man advantage, and again they scored. Valeri Nichushkin, with his second goal of the night, and that would be the final goal and the final score. Colorado taking the season opener 5-2 over the Hawks. We're going to take another break and wrap up the post-game show. When we come back, you're listening to Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN.
In on right wing, Stevenson feeds the middle shot. Score! Mark Stone! Banked it in off the left post.
That is Blink-182, and that was Nick Nixon of LA Kings Radio Network. And the next game preview for the Blackhawks says they'll take on the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow night at the T-Mobile Arena. Game two of this three-game road trip to begin the season. Again, the Hawks fall to the Colorado Avalanche 5-2 tonight in the season opener. Let's quickly get to our player with the most heart, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. With teams that take on the toughest cases at over 200 locations, I'm going to go with the captain, Jonathan Toews, scoring the first goal of the Blackhawks season, his first goal of the year. Quick note to our 269 texter, tonight's game shows exactly why you should not get guys like Toews and Kane. I think I'm saying their name correctly. Well, I said them correctly. You didn't spell them right, but that's all right. They're great leaders. They bring the energy to the new young players. I hope the new coach sees that. Even though it was a loss, I thought they played hard and deserve a great job. It was a hard-fought game. Unfortunately, it went Colorado's way. Again, tomorrow night's game against Vegas, 9 o'clock start, 8:30 pregame. FanDuel Sportsbook pregame show here on 720 WGN.